Welcome back to Code Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here as we are again talking with our area softball coaches here on this Monday night. We're now talking with the head coach of the Clarion Goldfield and Dallas Cowgirls, Jill Stanton, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, you're welcome.
So as we take a look, obviously the start of this year, your team played a lot of quality teams right out of the gate. Teams like Eagle Grove, Osage, Webster City, Clear Lake, and things didn't go your way in those ones. But last week definitely appeared to make some improvements. No doubt you had a close matchup on the 4th of June, 6-5 loss to Iowa Falls Alden in conference play. You hold your own decently against a very good West Fork team on the 5th, and then on Friday you guys drop a 12-2. Decision to Algona. I know it's been a tough start in terms of wins and losses, but just what are some areas you've seen that you've been pleased with early on this season from your group?
Well, yeah, I thought we finally found our bats on Wednesday against Iowa Falls. Felt pretty good to score those first few runs, and we actually had a shot to win that game. So just to be in the game is good for these girls. I mean, it gave them hope, confidence, and that's kind of what our goal is this year. Our theme is believe in yourself, believe in your team. You know, go up there with confidence. And you're right, we played some really top-ranked teams here to start with. So we felt pretty good against Iowa Falls and even Algona. We had a lead for a while. So, you know, things are starting to turn around, and we're going to face some young pitchers this week. So hopefully those bats come alive again.
And taking a look at those bats for your team so far, the ones that have really jumped off the page have been Kayla Hasty and Quinn Brooks. In the game I saw against Eagle Grove back at the start of the year, they definitely were not afraid to take hacks and made some good contact in that game. And just overall, from those two in particular, what are some strides you've seen in their job at the plate, maybe even from where they ended last year to where they are now?
Yeah, Quinn Brooks does a nice job leading off for us. She's definitely not afraid to go up there. We've got Addie Howell this year back. She was injured last year, so it was nice. She had a triple. Like her bat, she's got a beautiful swing, just ready for her to connect on some balls and let it fly. We have some things that we can do just going up there with confidence and hitting that ball. You know, once you get on base and you're running bases, and then when you play good defense, three up, three down, everything just seems to come together. So we're just waiting for that perfect game that we win it and we can walk off feeling so good. So, you know, it's a very mental game. So,
and looking at the pitching, obviously you have Tess Whipholm really taking over that starter spot, which she kind of shared with her sister Nyla for the last couple of years. But from what you've seen from her, she's had her moments where she's, you know, looked like she's ready to step up to the challenge of being that number one pitcher. And other times, obviously being a younger pitcher and having that number one spot thrown at you can be a lot. But what have you seen from her that has stood out to you here in the early going of this season?
Well, Tess is definitely our number one pitcher, and she has worked so hard. Last year, I thought, you know, she made huge improvements, and then she was working very hard in the off season. Unfortunately, she's a little bit injured. I really don't want to go into the details of there. So there's some things she's going through with rehab and some physical therapy to try to keep her going. So we're looking at just different games that we can pitch her. You know, definitely pitching her tonight against Hampton. She's got that on her radar. She's been working really hard on her curveball, and, you know, she has a pretty good changeup. So hopefully, you know, she can just work through this injury right now and make it through the end of the season. But she's definitely a team leader, and she's intense. So, So, and then our other pitchers, you know, they're coming along. It's just it's not their favorite position. So there's times we lean on Tess probably a little too much.
And taking a look at the schedule coming up, like you said, you've got some young arms that you'll be going up against here, especially over the next week. Like you said, you've got Hampton Dumont Cal coming up tonight at CGD High beginning at 7:30. You're on the road just up at Belmont tomorrow night for a 6 o'clock start at Belmont, and then you're right back into conference play with pretty much three straight conference games, one on Wednesday against Tumble. You come back on the road Friday at St. Edmund at Harlan Rogers, and then you open up next week with a home date with Clear Lake. And when you look at the opportunities ahead for your ball club, what's maybe the number one point you and the staff are driving here home to your girls when with these opportunities coming up here over the next week or so?
Well, like I said, so like Hampton's pitching a couple of eighth graders, and Humboldt's got a sophomore pitcher, and then even Edmonds, St. Ed's, has a couple of young pitchers. Torin Helly had some experience a little bit last year, but all of them are young. So, I mean, we've got to get into that batter's box ready to hit and just make them make the plays. Our defense this year, I've been very pleased. We finally kind of found, last year we were searching for just who's going to play what position. Well, this year we know what positions. We're just getting better and better at each game. So, and like I said, if we can play some good defense and hold these other teams, I'm hoping our bats come alive.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck starting tonight against Hampton Dumont Cal.
Hey, thank you so much, Quinn. I appreciate the interview.
Mm-hmm. That was Jill Stanton, the head softball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls, here on our Coach Speak program. We are back with Eagle Grove coach Jim McLaughlin after the break on 95.7 FM.